Hallelujah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
I feel coming home when I'm here.
Good.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's been a long wait for me to invite Pastor Matthew back to Dubai to minister, but that's going to, you know, break this year, and he's going to come to Dubai towards our English church, and he'll be ministering to us this year. Amen.
Yeah.
We are super excited. You as the team to come and minister us. Amen. The English church in Dubai, we have an Indian church and English church. The English church in Dubai is celebrating its first year. So it's like an anniversary kind of thing. So we are expecting for a great time to have fellowship with you. Amen?
Amen.
And I know that Chapel Hill is going to, you know, the church is going to be with him and praying with him, and you are going to release him for a greater ministry. Amen?
Yeah.
So Middle East is going to be touched by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
It's not easy. It's not easy, but God is going to do it. Amen?
Yeah.
For him, there is nothing as impossible. Everything is possible. God is just looking on our availability. Yeah. When we show our availability, God does the rest.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
From yesterday evening time, the Lord started to speak to me in a different way. And I was praying, and a few things what the Lord said to me was, you know, God is looking for revelations, and God is looking for, you know, revolutionary people. God wants people who have revelations, and God wants people who are, you know, eager for a revolutionary attack. Mm. Without a revelation from God, we cannot be a revolutionary.
Wow. Yeah.
We need a revelation from God so that we can be a revolutionary for God.
Yeah.
Amen. And God is looking up in a people from the church to raise up with the fiery anointing for the end time ministry. I said end time ministry.
Yeah.
These are the days, you know, we see all the signs of what's going to happen now. And one thing is for sure, our Christ is going to be coming soon.
Yeah.
And we need to be expected at any time.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Without any further introduction, me, my wife, Nina, we have two beautiful kids, Johanna, Jonathan. We as a family, we send our greetings to the church. And please pray for Nina, as she's not well this morning. Has had a talk with her. So please pray for my wife. Amen.
Yeah.
Every time when I come to you, as I come for ministry, but this time is just a break time for me.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Good.
Seriously, this is a break time. You know, when I was speaking to Sajin Bhaiya, they are, you know, my family, as Pastor Matthew said, we are family in Christ. Sajin Bhaiya, I said, I need a break. So he said, hey, come down. So actually, I'm in a break now.
That's good.
So my break is going to be over this Wednesday. I'll be back to Dubai, as we have the service on Friday. I have to minister on Friday in Dubai. So just keep us in your valuable prayers.
Mm.
And love you for all what you're doing for the kingdom of God. Amen?
Yeah.
So when I came here, I thought, okay, this is just a relaxing time. No meetings, nothing. But you know, when I came to North Carolina, the Lord said to me that I'm going to do something. I haven't sent you for a break.
Yeah.
Do you know that in ministry there is no break?
Right.
No retirement?
Yeah. Right.
And I have been in the ministry from past almost 20 plus years now. So I said to my wife in between, let's take a retirement. Mm-hmm. Do you know what my wife said? There is no retirement in the ministry. No pension plans in the ministry. No social security is, you know, to get up after that. You need to be available anytime. And, you know, when I came to North Carolina, the Lord said to me, I just want to revive people. And this is my assignment this morning, to revive you.
Come on.
Every tiredness in the spirit have to break.
Yes.
Yeah.
I said tiredness in the spirit.
Wow.
Some of you are tired physically. But what the Lord said to me was, the tiredness physically what you have is nothing related to any sickness. The tiredness in the spirit is leading your tiredness in the physique. When you are going to be energized in the spirit, automatically your body is going to be energized.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we are going to exercise this morning.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
So Pastor Byron, he said, we would like to have you at River Life, but Matthew and the church needs you more than us now. So Pastor Matthew, Byron have released me to come to Chapel Hill, and I'm thanking God for Byron for his heart. Amen. We had a fellowship Friday as the cell group. We had a fellowship, and Pastor Byron and family was with us on Friday. We had a blessed time. So let's get into the word this evening, this morning time, as the Lord gave me a topic on God is leading your dream to your destiny. And I'm going to speak to you this morning from this topic. Your dream is actually taking you to your destiny.
Wow. Good.
Can I ask you, how many of you have dreams?
Mm.
Yeah? You all have dreams?
Yeah.
Wow. But the issue what we have is, like, many times we have dreams, but it's not, you know, we feel like it's not taking us to the destiny.
Mm.
And we ask ourselves, what's happening? What's wrong? Why I'm getting stuck in my dream? I'm not able to push myself. I feel I'm stuck off. I feel I need, as Pastor Matthew said, I need a breakthrough to reach to the destiny. I have a destiny. You know, when I was praying this morning, I woke up a little early this morning. When I was praying, the Lord said to me a few things. You know, it's been time that we were asking God, God, thank you for all the promises. Thank you for all the prophetical word. But we need now to see the manifestation.
Yes.
Some of you have already said, God, I have been, you know, receiving your promises for many years. I'm tired of listening now. I want to see it now. And God is confirming you to this morning time, as God is going to rewind the promises and He is going to manifest in these days.
Amen.
But just as we said, are you ready? Are you available to receive the dream one more time to walk to the destiny?
Come on.
We started our church, Dubai Church, English Church, last year. God had promised us a lot of things in the church. And one of the promises was, you know, that God is going to set people for, you know, like, for the flying kind of thing. Yeah, we will be having flight and we'll be having pilots. We'll be having a lot of people around us. So actually, you know, from nothing, from the scratch, we were actually expecting for the dream to happen. And that time, you know, suddenly one day, one of our friends have brought one pilot. Can I just put the pictures, please? One pilot who came to our church.
Wow.
Her name is Mona. She is a, you know, senior pilot in Jet Airways. And I heard the testimony, what she said to me. And this morning, every morning she contacts me. After the one service, she said, I'll be back to this church. This is my church. I want to be here. And you know what I said the next? I said, God said to me that we are going to have flights. God said to me that we are going to fly out. And do you know what she said? I'm going to be the senior pilot of that. We don't have flights now, but we have pilots. Yeah, we have two pilots now. The testimony, what she said to me. Now listen very carefully. When she was very small, maybe in, you know, when she was 10 years old, 12 years old, she had the dream to be a pilot. Every time. And, the, you know, it, this morning also she have messaged me. I always wanted to be a pilot. But the funny thing is, I don't know to ride even a bicycle. She is from a poor family. You know, in India, in a village kind of family she is. They don't have finance, you know, to go for such kind of studies. They had a lot of limitations. Her dad was, you know, working as a normal laborer. But suddenly, after the age of 16, you know, things started to move. They came to Christ. They started to know things. And suddenly, things started to move. And by 18 years old, she started to, you know, join the course to be a pilot. And by, you know, 20 or 21, she started to fly, you know, the flights. And now she is a senior pilot officer in Jet Airways.
Wow.
What I'm trying to say, every dream will take you to destiny. But the problem is, you know, in the beginning time, you may think it's very tough to do. You don't have resource for it. You may not have, you know, a lot of people around to support you. But God says something this morning. And that's what I mentioned this morning. Even the Facebook, I wrote this thing. A dreamer can be restricted. A dreamer can be accused. A dreamer can be stopped. But the dream which is in him cannot be stopped. Dreamers, you know, dreamer is us. We take the dream. But the dream is not ours. It is from God.
Yeah.
And the dream which God has deposited. This is coming to a prophetical word to the church this morning. The dream which God deposited in our heart. It cannot be perished. It doesn't have an expiry. The dream which God gave us. It will be fulfilled. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
If you are agreeing with me, can I hear a big amen for that?
Amen.
Pastor Matthew, the Spirit of the Lord was speaking to me this morning. And I just want to prophesy to you this morning. You came to Chapel Hill with that dream. You came with a dream to the Chapel Hills. But many times, what you're seeing right now, you feel like, where am I now? Am I stuck on this road? Am I getting in a post mode? Nothing is happening in the way we were planning. Everything seems to be dried off now. But God says that dream which God has deposited in you, it will bring forth a destiny.
Amen.
Our dream is not to die. Rather, our dream is to live in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. How many of you are there this morning time? And can I hear a big amen for that word? Hallelujah. Your dream will take you to the destiny. I'm going to compare, you know, this morning from the book of Genesis, connecting to Jesus. And that is all about us. You know, he's going to connect us also this morning. I just want to bring up a person from the Bible. You know, this was a sermon series I have done in our church in Dubai for 8 weeks of time, 2 months continuously we have studied from this topic. And I just want to, you know, give you some of the glimpses as well as what the Lord taught me, you know, in these days to the church. And I'm going to explain this morning to you.
Yeah.
God's dream is heading us to the destiny. It is taking us to the destiny. How many of you have heard about Joseph?
Yeah.
Joseph was a man who had the dream from God. And I'm not here to explain all those things. I said, you know, it was an 8 week series of message completed in 8 weeks of time. I'm not able to complete all those things, but I'm going to give you certain glimpses what the Lord showed me from the scripture. A man who had dream, never exercised, experienced positive thing from the dream. When he started to see the dream, everything started to be negative. His brothers have actually accused him. His brothers have sold him. He was always all alone. He was always in the wilderness. He never had anyone to encourage. At least we have some people, you know, around us to encourage.
Yeah.
But he never had anyone to encourage him. And always he was in a battle. A man with a dream will be always in a battle. Because the one who promised us, the one who gave us dream is God. not going to happen. It will not happen. I will restrict you. I will not allow you. I will not, you know, allow you to, you know, do all those things. I'm going to stop you. You know, all those things, you know, feeling comes and we feel sometimes regretted. Am I failing? I don't think I can do it. You know, somewhere I'm going to mess this. But God says this morning time, even though you feel you are alone in this dream, keep on pressing yourself. God who gave you the dream is going to fulfill the dream in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah.
Can you say this morning, I'm not a failure.
I'm a victorious person.
I'm victorious. I'm not a failure person. Why I'm a victorious person? Because I have a dream inside me. The dream which God gave me is going to be fulfilled for His glory. Amen?
Amen.
Joseph had a beautiful dream. The dream was so beautiful. Even his family members have, you know, said to him, hey, come on, come on. Don't say all those nonsense. Everyone is going to bow in front of you? Hey, no way. Do you know that you are the, you know, the younger one in the family? Hey. But he was like, hey, come on, I have seen it. What shall I do now? I have to say to someone.
Right.
It is good that he said. It is good that they gave you pain. But take this word as a prophetical word. Your pain is part of this journey. Your pain is not for the destruction. Your pain is part of the journey. Unless you go through the pain, you will not come out for the greater glory. The pain what you take, every dreamer should understand one point. Your pain what you take right now, it is part of the series. It is part of the destiny. It is part of this trip. Just keep on pressing yourself. Never let you down. Never allow yourself to go down to be negative. I just want the church to be positive this morning, even though things are not happening. Signs and wonders are not happening. Manifestations are not happening. But can you say this morning, we started with a dream.
We started with a dream.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is so much loving this people. And I'm seeing right now, God's hand. You know, when I was, you know, coming inside the church compound, what I've seen, the angels of God were surrounded in this place. I don't know how many of you are exercising that.
Wow.
Even though situations are not in favor, He proves Himself that you are in favor. When you feel that situations are not going in the way what I have planned, God's angels are sent for to you and me. Says, do not be discouraged. You know, the angels, you know, it encourages, come on, you can do it. I just want to say, you know, this is out of my topic actually. I just want to say one thing, what the Lord is showing me right now. You know, when Jesus was at Gethsemane, He was pressing Himself to the, you know, the cross. You know, He asked the Father, can, if you can take the cross, you know, I just want to take off the pain what I'm going to take. You know what Bible says in the book of Luke, it says the angel of God came to Jesus and said, hey, come on, you can do it. If my Jesus need an encouragement, how much more we need? God is not silent this morning here. His love is so much visible in this place.
Come on.
My dream is getting to my destiny.
Yeah.
I always ask questions to the Word. That's why, you know, we study the Word from the Word. You know, I always ask God why Joseph was going through so much. Do you know what God said to me? Joseph went through so much because the Father God, the Father have loved him so much. This morning the Spirit of the Lord says, you are going through a lot of pain is because your God is loving you so much. I know that is not going to make any sense to you, but I'm going to prove it later. The pain what you are taking is because you are loved by your father. You know, everyone was arrogant. Everyone was so negative to Joseph was, because everyone said he is the most concerned one in the family. What is the speciality in him? What makes him so much different? Can I say something to you to add as a prophetical word? God says your call is different. You are special. You are not going to be the same among those people. So you will be always treated corner. You will be always treated as an accused person. But God says one day is going to come that God is going to prove that what is the call it is in you. Father have loved him so much. The second thing what always Joseph have went through is he had an issue with his robe. The father have made a beautiful robe and said, okay, I'm not going to give this robe, I'm not going to give this dress to anyone, it is just for you. And do you know what, in the Bible, if you study it well, every time he had an issue with his dress. The first issue was with his brothers. They said, let's take off that dress. They took that dress, and what they did, they have put the blood inside and they said, hey, come on, your son is no more. That was the message to the father. And you know what? The next dress what he was put was the slavery dress. He was not called to be a slave, but he was a slave and he had to take that dress. It's not going to finish there. Keep on going. He had to put a dress which was on the prison. On the prison, he had a different dress. But listen very carefully. God is speaking to you this morning. What you wear, it's having a difference. The day is going to come. Your dress was an issue. But God is going to honor with the palace's dress. When he was shifted to the, on the second position in Egypt, the first thing what the Pharaoh did was, the kingly dress was given to him. What I'm connecting is the dress what the Lord is showing me was the anointing you carry always has always has a fight. But God is speaking to you this morning. The day is going to come. The covering anointing will prove that you are on the top position. And the third thing what the Lord spoke to me from the scripture was, every time he had a problem with hatredness. He never have done, this guy who went through, when I was studying the word of God, the book of Genesis chapter 37 onwards, we study about, Joseph. The 37th chapter speaks about 2,000 years. But do you know what 37 to 50, 13 chapters speaks about a man who was faithful with his dream. The first 36 chapters, it speaks about 2,000 years of span. But the last 13 chapters speaks about a man who carried the dream, the vision, and who was faithful towards the vision. And God is looking unto those people who are ready to carry the vision. God is looking for you this morning to carry the vision as your vision and say that my vision will not change from what I am doing. Because I know what is my call. He always had hatredness. Why he was hatred? He was actually attacked towards his mission. Many times in this journey, when you feel like you are tired, when you feel like you have failed, when you feel like you are alone, no one is there to give you a hand. Many times what we do is we withdraw from what we are doing. Do you know what? Satan just loves it. Yeah. When you withdraw from what you are assigned by God, he just loves it. But Joseph did? He was not ready to live what he had. He was ready to go through the depth of that pain, but he wanted that dream to come in its fullness. Yeah. Your mission is going to come in its fullness. In this journey, listen very carefully. And I just want to teach the word. With that, I just want to give you the prophetical word also. You know, in this journey, one day, Father, I've called him, hey, come on, come on, boy. I know that you are my special child. But I just want you to visit, your brothers. And I just want you to give, some breaths for them. This little boy who took that, breaths towards the brother. He never thought anything negative about them. He was actually eagerly on the ways, waiting and watching to see his brothers. You know what? When he reached unto them, I'll be explaining a little later, some of his stuff from that. He reached to, his brothers. And what Reuben said? Do you know what Reuben said? They were thinking, okay, the dreamer is going to come. Let's kill him. In between what Reuben said was, hey, come on, let's not kill him. Let's not kill him. Let's put him on that, dry well. Let's give him some pain, but do not kill him. Many times you asked, God, why my brothers are telling negative about me? I haven't done anything wrong to them. But do you know what God says to you this morning? Your brothers may think to kill you, but there is a Reuben who will not allow you, you to be killed. And he is going to be your protector.
Yeah.
He was put on the well, the dry well. Do you know what the next it says? When Reuben was assigned for, some other job, there comes, Judah, the next one, Judah is coming. You know what he said? Hey, what is the use that, we are putting him, Joseph, inside this dry well? Let's do one thing. Let's sell him. The next thing. Let's sell him. Thank God, that Reuben is not there. If Reuben was there, he will not allow to be sold off. God have taken off Reuben on the right time so that you will be sold to the Egyptians. Judah have planned and they have purpose. They have already decided what to do. And they sold Joseph to the Egyptians. And do you know what? The Egyptians are not walking towards the north. They are going to south. They will not, go in a wrong direction. Because God's dream has to take you to Egypt. Even though you don't know what is happening right now, God knows what's happening in you right now. Someone is speaking to us this morning time. The Lord said to me, someone has spoke this thing in the morning time. God, we don't know what's happening right now. It's like a messed up situation. We don't see any connection. But God says, you may not see any connection, but there is a big connection on what you're going through right now. That connection is going to take you to the promise. The connection is going to take you to the destiny. And the connection will not allow you to be failed. Rather, the connection is getting into the victorious side. He was taken up to the, Egyptian people. He was taken as a slave. Do you know what the next Bible says? He was taken up to the slave. Look at the people who sold him. They never sold him to normal people, normal buyers. They sold him to the right person. Who was the right person? Who was the right person? Potiphar. They could have been sold him to a wrong person, but he cannot be sold off to a wrong person. He was sold to a right person, that was Potiphar. Why it was sold to Potiphar? Because Potiphar was the one who is going to take him to the palace. He has to be in his house. You may not understand when you are in Potiphar's house because you were walking even as a slave there. You may be a senior slave there. You may be the leader among the slaves, but still you are a slave. You feel drained. You feel, where is my dream? But God speaks to Jacob and Joseph that I'm taking you to the promised land. This is actually the fulfillment of the promises what I have given you. This is not for you to be a failure, but this is an ongoing process. There, Potiphar's wife was so, aggressive to him. She wanted him. She tried her level best to get him. But you know what Joseph did? Never tried. This morning when I was praying, Pastor Matthew, God said, we never try to, you know, say negative about accuser. Never try to, you know, blame your accuser. Rather, get out of the accuser. Always, when sin comes, what we do? Oh, it came and I did it. But do you know what Joseph said? I cannot do it. You know, I have the authority in this house, but I don't have the authority in you. I know what is my dream. And my dream can collapse if I'm going to touch you. I'm speaking to someone this morning. Your dream can be gone if you touch her. She is not in the plan of God. She is not in the purpose of God. It is Satan's doing. Come on. Open your eyes and realize what is sin. You pray for revival, it is good. You are an aggressive person, it is good. You prophesy, it is good. You preach the word, it is good. But unless you realize what is sin and what is, you know, holy, you cannot do, you know, you cannot walk into the perfect plan of God. He said no to her. And do you know what? Many times we are happy because we said no. But listen very carefully. Your no is not going to take you to the palace. Again, it is into the prison. Many times we say, God, I said no. So this is my time. This is my time of my dreams to be fulfilled. You know what? His no took him to the prison. But do you know what scholars say? You know, he was not taken to the normal prison. He was taken up to the, you know, a different prison. Normal slaves were in a different prison. But he was taken to the palace prison. Why? That's why I said, Potiphar's house was in God's plan. Even though you have an accuser there, even though you have a lady there, that's all right. But still, you are in the plan. Unless you are in his house, you cannot be taken to the palace jail. He was shifted in the palace jail. Listen very carefully. If you are in the palace jail, there comes, you know, the wine, you know, server. There comes, you know, the bread man. He comes there because he has to be there. And you need to meet that guy. If you want to meet him, you need to be in the palace jail. See the plan of God, which, how it is going on. You always complain God for all what you are. But God says, do not complain. It is just 13 years. Keep on going. I know 13 days is not easy. Am I prophesying to someone? My 13 days are not easy. Even 13 months are not easy. You're speaking about 13 years. But listen this morning very carefully. Your 13 years of pain is going to give you the chance to rule 100 years in Egypt. Your 13 years, you will not regret on the promise fulfillment. You will always cherish the days of 13 years when the promises is going to fulfill. The Spirit of the Lord is prophesying to the church this morning. When the promises is going to fulfill, you will cherish the glory of God. And you will say that day, I thank God for the pain which I have taken. I thank God for the persecution which I have taken. I love certain people, Pastor Matthew, what the Lord is speaking to me. You love many people. Some of them have left you. I'm not speaking about the shift. No. Shift, it's there. But some of them have left you. But God says that is part of this journey. Be positive. Think it is good. God is preparing something great. I know it's not easy when I'm telling you. Because I'm pastoring two churches. Pastor Matthew is pastoring one church. I'm pastoring two churches. And I know the pain when a believer goes. But God says this is part of the journey. Can you take positively? Because the days is going to come that you will be on the ruling position on Egypt. Your promise will fulfill to your destiny. Your promise is taking to your destiny. The pain is not easy, The troubles are not easy. The, you know, the sacrifices what you are taking right now, it is not easy. But God says it is worth. It is worth. Can you say that it is worth? I know it's tough to say. The pain what you're taking, can you say it is worth? Come on, say it out. Come on. If you don't like it, don't say it out. The pain which I'm taking of it is worth.
It is worth.
It's when I'm speaking right now, Pastor Matthew's heart is bleeding. I'm seeing that. When he said that word right now, his heart is bleeding. But God says it is worth. It is worth. Because the later glory what you're going to see is nothing comparing to the current glory. The later glory is going to be the greatest glory. And the greatest glory is going to take you to the next level where the world will come to you. Did I say that the world is going to come to you? Yes, the world is going to come to you. Pastor Matthew, get prepared that your family and you guys are both traveling for the missionary trips. Now it's, you know, getting stuck. We have a lot of responsibilities and stuff. But God says, you know, get ready. It is the time. I don't know where is the woman of God. But the Lord said the prophetical anointing is getting sharpened. You know, I see as a double-edged sword, as the word of God. It speaks, you know, the prophetical anointing is getting more sharper on her. And the Lord says, get ready for a travel. Get ready for the trip. Get ready. Some plans are coming. Some assignments are coming. God says, get ready. The dream is getting into his destiny. Can I ask you to say that word with me? My dream is getting to my destiny.
My dream is getting to my destiny.
I just want to quickly compare about Joseph and Jesus in a few words so that you can know from what the dream tells you, what the dream speaks from that. In the Bible, if you compare about Joseph and Jesus, do you know how many comparisons are there? How many comparisons are there? Can you just tell me the number, if you can, approximately? How many comparisons between Joseph and Jesus? There are more than 106 comparisons.
Wow.
But can I say at least 10 to you? Yeah. Do you want to hear at least 10?
Yeah.
Hey, come on. Give me some response. Yeah. Do you want to listen at least 10?
Yeah. Yes.
Can I hear a big yes for that?
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Very good. There are more than 106 comparisons. Let's go through very quickly. Actually, this, you know, it will take the entire session to preach out. But I'm not preaching. I'm just pointing out what the scripture speaks about, you know, Joseph and Jesus. Get ready. Yeah. Some of them are taking their pens now. Please don't copy this. If you're copying, tell that Pastor Blessing's copyright. just kidding. You can use it for the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen. Okay. The first comparison, Joseph was sent by his father to see his brothers. And Jesus was sent by the Father God to see his brothers, which were the so-called Jewish people.
Wow.
The first comparison. Father sent him. The second comparison. Joseph was coming to see his brothers by bringing up the bread. But Jesus, the Savior, come as the life of the bread. He was not bringing bread. He came as the bread. Second thing, Jesus himself became the bread of our life. The third thing, Joseph came and his brothers was rejecting him, neglecting him, not responding and not respecting him. Do you know how Jesus went through? He came to his own and his own have rejected him. The third thing, rejection, what Joseph went through and what Jesus have went through. The fourth thing, Joseph was sent to Shechem. Jo- Joseph was sent to Shechem. Shechem means grace. But do you know where, you know, the people were? The people were staying in Dudan. Dudan means low. God has sent his son to the grace. But still, people are living in low. That means Jesus came with the fullness of grace. But still, people say it is good to stay in low. Grace and law. Number 5. Joseph was taken to Potiphar's house. He was blasphemed there for, you know, what he has not done. When Jesus came to this earth, he was staying with his people, but still people have blasphemed him, told him he is a drunkard. He is not from God. He is, you know, just telling all what is accused to be accused. And he was totally put in a negative place. He was blasphemed when he was in the earth. Number 6. Joseph had a beautiful coat. And always he was targeted on the coat. And end of the story, if you look at it, his, you know, coat was taken and, you know, the blood of the lamb was put on it and it says, it is done. Your son is no more. And do you know what happened before the cross? They took off Jesus' coat. The coat which was bleeding. They have beaten up the, you know, Jesus very badly, 39 times, 39 stripes in his body. And the coat was with fullness of the blood. Number 6, the coat with many colors and the coat with blood. Number 6, there was a price. There was a price. Both have paid. There was a price both have paid. Can you tell me for how many shekims, you know, Jesus was sold?
30.
And how much, you know, coins was given for Joseph? Both were sold with a penalty. Jesus was sold with a penalty, a price. And Joseph was sold for a price. Now the next one. Getting ready? Getting ready? Joseph was sold by Judah. Jesus was sold by Judas. Joseph was given up by Judah, his own brother. Jesus was sold by Judas, the so-called elected brother. The one who have elected. The next point. Are you there with me?
Yeah.
When Joseph was shifted to, I'm talking about the shift now. When Joseph was shifted to the palace, do you know where he was? He was on the right side, right hand side of Pharaoh. He was shifted to the right hand side of the Pharaoh. And do you know where Jesus is shifted right now?
Yeah.
On the right hand side of the Father God. The next. Are you there? Joseph got himself married to a Gentile bride. Joseph himself got married to a Gentile bride.
Wow.
My Jesus came to this earth with one intention. To get married with his people. But he, when his people was rejected, he went to the Gentiles.
Wow.
And the day of wedding is going to come soon.
Yeah.
We are engaged with him. And the wedding is going to come soon in these days. How many numbers now? Already 10? Okay. Can I say one more?
Yeah.
Of course.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I feel like you are excited now. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen. This is a prophetical word. I feel I feel like crying when I say this thing because it is so much as a touching. When Joseph's brothers came to him, Joseph could have said for the second time, I don't know who you are. He could reject his brothers. But do you know what Joseph did? When Joseph saw his brothers, he wrapped them with the love. You have sold me one day, but I cannot reject you. I am positioned because of you. Even though the dream was from God, you sold me. You did this. But now why I'm here is to love you. And do you know what in Zechariah, it's a prophetical word which is going to happen. This is going to happen. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. Will you put that? Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. I just want that to be read. That's why I have a lot of verses. I'm cutting all those verses, but this should be read. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. There. Hallelujah. It says, the Jewish people, when Christ is going to come for the second time, the Jewish people is going to accept him. You know how they are going to accept him? Once they neglected him, rejected him, but on the second time when Jesus is going to come back, they are going to accept him. Why? Because his hands, it will prove the stripes what he have taken. 12:10, are you there? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, Jesus, Master. Hallelujah. Mona is still on the screen. I took permission from her to put the picture. Okay. And I will pour out the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, a spirit of grace and supplication. They will look on me. Listen to that word very carefully. They will look on me, the one they have. They will look unto Jesus on the pierced hand. And they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only child and grieve bitterly for him as one grieves for a firstborn. They will understand he was the Son of God. How much God is that word? Joseph wrapped his brothers with love. Jesus, at his coming, he's still ready to wrap the Jewish people. Don't ask me why. That is his wish. We cannot say anything. But still he is ready to hug his own people. His own people. That prophecy is going to happen soon. That's the prophecy which is going to happen soon. One more thing, maybe the last thing I just want to say and quickly finish now with praying for you. That is the most important thing. Joseph had two names. Ready to get it? Joseph had two names. Can someone tell me what was the name? Exercise for you. Joseph had two names. Hey, come on, church.
Joshua?
No. One name is Joseph himself, right? Come on, guys, think it. One name is Joseph himself. But there was a second name.
The Egyptian?
Yes.
Yeah, the Egyptian name. Yeah.
I don't remember what it is, though.
Safnat Paneha. Safnat Paneha. Listen very carefully. The first name, Joseph, was connected to, you know, the Redeemer. And that has a connection to Jesus' name. And the second name is my point. The second name was Safnat Paneha. Now, if you want to see that, Genesis chapter 41, verses 45. Genesis chapter 41, verses 45. Now listen very carefully. I'm going to the prophetical word. What is the meaning of Sifnat Paneha? The meaning of Sifnat Paneha is the revealer of the secret. The revealer of the secret. Let me say some prophetical words to the church now. It's been times that you ask God, God, why did that happen to me? And you know, last day, you know, can I just pull up one example? Last day I was speaking to Sajin Bhaiya. We had a lot of tragedies happening this year. One of my friends who was 29 years old, you know, without fighting the sickness, he had passed away from this world. And almost 30 lakhs rupees is how much dollars, Bhaiya? Approx? $20,000? Almost $20,000 they have spent on that person to find what was his sickness. And in 30 days of time, he passed away. He was just 29 years old. He was married for 6 months. Beautiful wife. The biggest question came on my mind was, why this happened? I had a call yesterday from India. One of our church believers who was there in Dubai, but now he is no more, he left Dubai and now he is in India. His wife have carried for the second time, went through the fullness of pregnancy. She had a lot of troubles in the pregnancy. She had a lot of vomiting and stuff. Suffered throughout the 9 months. Gave birth for a beautiful boy child. But on the second day, he passed away. A healthy, beautiful child. God has given the child. She carried the entire 9 months in the full pregnancy. She gave birth to the child. The question he asked me yesterday was, Pastor, why? It was a promised child for us. And when I'm speaking to you this morning, you too have went through this process. Some of the pain, what you suffered, you asked why. In my knowledge, I haven't sinned. In my understanding, I have not done anything wrong. In my thinking, I never disturbed anyone's life. Why? I think Job also asked the same question. Why? Because I was testifying from you, God. I was testifying from you. You called me faithful. You called me righteous. Then why are you allowed to Satan? But always I say this word. Listen very carefully. Job is not having just 41 chapters. Job has a 42nd chapter.
Yeah.
41 chapters of trouble will prove the 42nd chapter of glory. The secret is not set to you now. You ask God, why? Why? But can I say something to you? Jesus is going to come back soon. Do you know that he is having a name? When he's coming back? Hello? Do you know that he's having a name? And the name is written clearly in the book of Revelation. Can you take the book of Revelations? It's a prophetical word. That's why I need you to take that. Revelation chapter 19. Verses 11 and 12. Revelation chapter. Yeah, we'll be connecting to Romans later. Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. I saw heaven standing up, open there before me was a white horse whose rider is called faithful and true with justice and judge and wages war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. Can you connect this verse with Romans chapter 2? The book of Romans, quickly. Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2 verse 16. What St. Paul says in the book of Romans chapter 2 verse 16. This will take place on the day when God judges people. Secret through Jesus Christ as mine. That means he has a secret name. What is the secret name? That means he's going to reveal all the secret things to you. You ask God, why? And God is going to give you all that question's answer. In why? The day is going to come. The day of judgment. The day is going to come. That you will stand on that throne. And that day, the revealer of the secret is going to reveal the questions, what he asked. Why? But I'm going to pray for you right now. When you stand on that throne, can I ask you one question? Will your hands be holy and perfect? The secret revealer knows everything what you have gone through. The secret revealer knows the connections and the communications what you have right now. The secret revealer knows everything what he can hide your parents, what he can hide your pastor. But the day is going to come. You and me will stand on the day of the throne. That day, he has to call us. You, my faithful servant of God, come to me. If you are not in that, can you give yourself to the Lord this morning, to the hands of Jesus, the one who has the beautiful name, the secret revealer. He's going to reveal all what he has done. And he is going to reveal all what he has been through. And he is going to reveal the rewards what he has kept for you. But I don't want anyone to miss that day. You may be baptized. You may be a regular church comer. You may be on the choir. You may be a pastor. You may be an evangelist. You may be a believer, elder. It doesn't matter to God. Everyone has to go through that process. But will your hands be safe and holy, proving that I am the faithful servant of God? And can we stand out in the presence of God right now? Just want to pray for you. I have a lot of things to say, but I just want to pray for you right now. Maybe soon. I'll be coming back soon. Maybe next time. But just with the prayer. I'm going to go back to the promise, the prophetical word. I'm going to go back. But let me finish what I'm speaking right now. The day is going to come. Will your hands be holy? Will your hands be perfect? You cannot hide anything in front of him. You cannot hide anything in front of him. I cannot hide anything in front of him. Maybe I am a preacher right now. I am prophesying to you. But you know, the day is going to come. I cannot hide anything in front of him. The same manner, you and me cannot hide anything in front of him. But can you say to God, I need to be holy. I need to be perfect. I want to surrender my life to you. I don't want to, you know, get, you know, tired on that day. I don't